transporter means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We now want to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO.
Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. We've got a room full today, actually. Dr. Gabe joining us, as well as some members of the anime club that will be joining us here in just a little bit. We'll go ahead and get things started off. And Dr. Gabe, you got a few things you wanted to talk about.
Sure. A few things I could talk about. It's been a while since we've been been back.
Yeah, our lovely weather.
Lots of weather prohibited us from coming in sooner, so glad to be back, and I'm super excited to introduce you to this group that we brought today. Just a couple things. We've been in school other than the weather. Knock on wood, wherever that exists in this room. Transmission rates and positivity, positive cases have been super low. I can't remember the last time I sent an email that we needed to inform parents that we've had a case. So that's good. I think more people are getting vaccinated, and hopefully pretty soon we'll be able to resume to normalcy. As you know, sports have picked back up. Are you able to broadcast any of those?
Yeah, we got all the basketball games in.
Good.
Getting ready for the football games.
Getting ready for football. Spectators have been a little bit different as far as indoor, but outdoor, we think we're going to be able to have quite a few. We'll be able to definitely make it. They changed the outdoor rule to 20% capacity, and we have a pretty big outdoor space, so we'll be able to have a lot of people at football games. A couple things over the last couple of months have been nominated as a top workplace by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We completed a survey, and I'll have the results of that this week, but we'll know if we are actually recipients of the award, hopefully within the next couple months. We also received the 2021 School Choice Leadership Award. Our financial designation from the State Board of Education is the highest that it's been. We're at 3.80. The highest is 4. We borrow money. We're going to do a new facility, an auxiliary gym. Mm-hmm. So I think our bonding capacity will keep us from ever getting a 4.0. But that's normal. It is what it is around here. So, and then we have myself and one of our school board members, Jennifer Morgan, are attending. This is the first group identified by the Illinois Association of School Administrators to take on a global service project over the summer. So for 7 days, we'll be in the Dominican Republic. They chose 5 districts, and we were one of them. We applied and were granted. So got the scholarship, and we're going to be doing some service projects with students in the Dominican. So super nervous and excited about that. I've never traveled further than Mexico. So we'll see how that is.
Of course, it should be sunny down there.
It should be sunny, but I would imagine it's going to be hot. And
that's true.
The service projects are service projects. So when my family gets jealous and says, you're going to be on a beach, no, that's not what it is. So we're excited about that. We've had a lot of opportunities come our way. Just super proud of the district for the way that they've handled everything. And especially, you'll get to hear from 3 of our very special kids. They're awesome. No place I'd rather be. Sparta is rocking it.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got a break. Let's go ahead and take that, and we'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back, 9:36. Again, I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, talking today with Dr. Gabe, and you've got a group of people with you today.
I do, yes. We have a big group today. We wanted to bring a different club in this time. They were supposed to be here with me a couple months ago, but that weather we were talking about. So I have three juniors with us representing the anime club, Dane Cole, AJ Weber, and Sarah Vaudry. And Mrs. Penford is hanging in the background, chilling on the couch for a minute, but she is their club sponsor. So they have a lot to talk about, kind of to give a background of the club and then some things they've been doing. And then they can talk to you as high school juniors if you have any questions for them.
Okay.
So who wants to start?
So my name's AJ Weber, and I'm a part of this trio that got brought to the radio station today to discuss our club and more about it. And so the basic gist of the club is that it's obviously a high school club that can also be found at most colleges, even some higher up colleges and some lower colleges. We have approximately 30 members. Some are remote, but there's about 28 in school. And I know for a fact I've heard their opinions of the club, and they all love it. It's an after school kind of meeting, relax, sort of find your way around, try to find friends kind of thing. It's very helpful for certain kids who just want to be involved in something but not have a certain type of restriction on it. They don't want to have to rely on their grades or who they're friends with or what friend groups they're in, and this is kind of a club for everyone to come into. It even has history, because somewhere down the road we will be discussing how anime was brought over to America from Japan and how it was actually used in World War II to entertain soldiers when they were fighting in Japan, and how it kept them entertained and how they enjoyed it very, very much and wanted it in their own culture. It's no surprise that it came from Japan, but we sort of were inspired by it and brought it over. I guess I could move on to the coin drive, which was the biggest part about all of this. It's sort of the reason we're here. We actually were donating to the Red Cross for a relief fund. And the junior class won, and we are a part of the junior class. But altogether, we donated over $200 in change. And that, to me, is just absurd.
You were talking earlier, how much in pounds was that?
It was approximately 53 pounds of
coins.
That's
a lot of coins.
A lot.
It was about,
I'd love to lose 53 pounds. So think of that.
It was about five, jug containers.
One thing I'm thinking of, too, someone's listening, doesn't really know what anime is. You can expand on that a little bit.
Yeah. So anime is a animation style of cartoon and show. It kind of features almost an animated version of a comic book.
Okay.
It is a way for someone to basically watch a comic book. It's more than that too, obviously, but that's kind of the broken down basic version of what it is. It is a hand-drawn, very detailed, kind of seriously taken animation style. It is not, a SpongeBob or anything like that. It's not one of those child cartoons. And there's varieties, too. There are certain genres of anime, from serious ones to ones about friendship. I've seen ones about friendship, and I've seen ones with fight clubs. There's even anime movies out there. I mean, it's ever-growing. Not to mention the group surrounding it is, I don't know even remotely how many people are into anime and how much it's loved in America.
Right. Yeah. You hear a lot about it in the media.
Oh, yeah.
So can you talk about some of the things that you guys do at your meetings?
Yeah, for sure. Typically at our meetings, they'll be held after school. It involves obviously having anime playing in the background, sort of from anyone to sit and watch and gather. People who want to talk typically will go to the next room over, a few tables down in the cafeteria or something, and sit and talk and chat, try to get to know each other. I personally know a group of four that became friends and hang out to this day from the first meeting I went to. It is crazy. It is absolutely insane. But, before COVID hit, we'd cook food for people who wanted to stay after school and eat food, maybe before going home, which is also very, very generous and very helpful. Okay. So, yeah.
All right. So you keep pretty active then.
I'm sure it helps kids kind of want to be a part of something. It is a kind of the training wheels to a serious or club. It is the way to show how to be in a club and stay active and get to be around people and not react harshly to people, or maybe help socialize.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's what the club's for. I'm not saying it's for people who can't socialize. I'm just saying it definitely does help.
Right.
Like I said, the group of friends. So, yeah.
It does a lot of things.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
And this wasn't your only change drive, correct?
Correct. This definitely was not. This was just one that happened to be sort of a bigger deal because it was devoted to the Red Cross, and the Red Cross had made such a talk about it mm-hmm. at the school, and they were so happy that we had donated so much. And this is actually a different one. This one was not, as I said earlier, measured by price. It was measured by weight, which is a different way to look at it, but it definitely inspired more coins to be put in. Something I wanted to talk about, too, was the staff. They actually turned around right at the end, and they dumped about half in, and they were like, oh, you wait till so-and-so, we'll bring in this. And they actually pushed us to bring in about an extra $20 in pennies, and they didn't bring anything. So they just did that to push us to bring more in. So mm-hmm. congratulations to them, too. Really happy that they helped us out, and they pushed us to donate that last little bit.
What was the other coin drive that you guys hosted prior to COVID?
I wasn't a part of, like, I didn't help as much as I did for this last one, but we did a coin drive called Pennies for Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, and we collected around $300 on that one. And it was also a nice one. I donated to that, too.
All right, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick, and then we'll come back and talk some more here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Again, I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, talking today with Dr. Gabe from District 140 and some members of the Anime Club here. Today we've got Dane and AJ and Sarah, who hasn't said anything yet, but we'll
she will.
Get her to say something.
She so. Will. I think we had a very good discussion while we were at break. The kids talked a little bit about why each of them joined and what the club means to them, so I want them to highlight that. I just want to, before I forget, give a bit of appreciation to Miss Penford for taking on this club. You know, high school is not all about athletes and sports. I mean, there's such a bigger group of kids out there that need to have that place to go. And I think, as Sarah said it, it feels like a really safe place to be. Miss Penford also mentioned we used to have a tabletop club where they would play games. Their sponsor had left, so now they are going to be joining Anime. Now that our restrictions are lessened a little bit, they can get together more. During COVID, we couldn't actually meet in person. So those kids that haven't necessarily had a place to go, they'll be able to join this group and kind of bring the two concepts together. If we could just go to each of the kids and have them say a little bit about that and how it's kind of changed their high school experience, I think that'll be a good discussion.
Okay, great. Well, we'll start with Dane down here then.
Yeah, so I don't actually watch anime or get into anime, but I mainly joined for the social factors of the group. Sarah joined at the beginning of the year, and then AJ joined because Sarah joined, and then me and AJ are best friends, so I joined because he joined. I mean, it's been fun. We've just been hanging out ever since, and it's just a nice place to hang out and socialize with new people you didn't really ever know.
I'd agree to that. I did also join for the social aspect. I was excited, actually, when it was mentioned to me, because the first thought that goes through my head when I think after school club is, well, dang, I get to stay after school and hang out with people. And I was like, there's bound to be at least one person I know. And it turns out the person who had dragged me into it was actually Sarah, and I know her very well. And so I went ahead and drug somebody I knew. So I went ahead and drug Dane in, and he actually doesn't regret it. I don't regret it, and Sarah doesn't regret it. It was just a very good choice all around. Something to do all the time. It never gets boring. It's never dull. There's plenty of people, plenty of different opinions on what to watch, when to watch it, what to do, how to do it, what they like to eat. And it's crazy how many people actually have been different places around the world, and they've seen different things, different landmarks, I guess.
Oh.
Different things that kind of just stood out to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, there's, you know, that in that state, or there's that in that country. I never thought I'd be here, that kind of thing. And I was like, that's so cool, you know? I'll hand it off to Sarah, and I'll let her talk about, she was actually one of the main chefs. She was the executive chef in the club. Luckily for her, we were able to have some nice meals during after school meetings. So I'll pass it off to her.
So I had joined the club at the beginning of the year. I was about one of, like, 15 people who had joined, and I convinced my brother to join. And then after that, I saw AJ after school, and I was like, man, you really need to stay for this meeting. So he stayed, and then he convinced Dane to stay. And then it was just like every Monday they were at the meetings. So me and one of my friends would cook during the meetings. Miss Pemford would supply the food and me and him would cook. It brought out some arguments in us because we were both like really wanting to be the head of cooking, and he eventually gave up and that became my job. So that's what I really looked forward to for anime, was to be able to come to school and cook.
Talk about some of the things you cooked.
We cooked tacos. That wasn't a really big hit because a lot of people didn't like tacos. We cooked different things with ramen. We had actually made cookies with ramen, and those turned out pretty good. Like, you wouldn't think chocolate would go with ramen, but it definitely did. We'd made stir fry. That was our main dish. It was stir fry. So we would just put a bunch of vegetables in, and we had beef with it. Yeah, it was really interesting. We ended up going home and cooking more to bring to the next meeting. So we brought in cookies, brownies, cake, and just like a bunch of different types of food. So it was really interesting.
Maybe you need to add a new format in, like a MasterChef type of.
Yeah, you know, isn't that amazing how food brings people together? And I'm sure that they got a lot of practice over COVID because a lot of us were stuck at home. I know I sure cooked a lot more than I ever have before. So I think that's a neat way that they bring everyone together in the club. Because as you become adults, that's kind of what you see yourself doing with your friends all the time. What do you want to do? Let's go eat. Do you guys want to talk about anything that you're looking forward to the remainder of the year, or any kind of challenges that you faced? Whatever you want. The last 2 minutes is yours to talk about.
So remote learning was definitely a challenge. Whenever we had to leave for the 2 weeks, whenever we had to leave for COVID, it was a challenge. I've learned that it like actually affected my grades because I can't focus from home. There's just so many distractions. But what I'm really looking forward to is prom. We finally get prom, and we're combining prom and homecoming together, and it's called A Night in Paris. So I'm really excited for that because I thought my junior year was just going to like be ruined because of COVID, but now I get to do some normal activities.
Personally, the weeks where we've had off, I was not as worried, but not being at school after the months that we were all in quarantine as a nation definitely drove a few people crazy, and I was one of them. There, you easily ran out of things to do, very easily. So when you go back to school and things are different, but you're getting used to it, and then you go back again, you start losing your mind. You're like, I need to be with people, and people my age, you know? I don't want to sit in my room. I don't want to sit in my living room. That was probably the main challenge for me, was the at-home part. As for at school, academic-wise, I wasn't doing too bad. I still am not. One of the things that I did struggle with, though, was feeling like I didn't fit in to the club, because I thought it took a certain kind of person that wanted to be just everywhere all the time and wanted to try to make friends and all that. And at that point in time, I had not wanted to intervene with those people. I didn't know what kind of person I really was yet. I didn't really know if I was going to fit in. And that, for me, going into the club was a struggle. Other than that, though, I'm really glad I joined. If I didn't join, I wouldn't have been able to raise this much money. I wouldn't have been able to support this. I wouldn't be here talking right now with you guys in here. So,
yeah, I don't think I have anything else, honestly.
Excited for prom?
I am, yes. Yeah, I am indeed.
All right. Well, hey, no trouble filling the time here.
Nope. Cool kids, huh?
Definitely. It sounds like a fun club, too.
Yep.
Well, Dr. Game, I appreciate you coming in today and bringing Dane, AJ, and Sarah, and Mrs. Pinford, too, who didn't say anything, but she's...
She is back there.
All right, that will wrap things up today. For The People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again next time. Have a great day.